Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stepper formula drop sequence in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at jungle and old school DNB vibes, and we're doing it the advanced way, with resampling driving the whole thing. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. A stepper drop works because it pushes forward without needing constant note spam. You get that classic pressure, that rolling sense of motion. But the arrangement stays clean enough for the drums to breathe. That's the magic. The listener locks into the groove fast. And then you keep them hooked by mutating the details every few bars. So instead of thinking, how do I write a bass line? Think, how do I build a whole drop ecosystem? The drums answer the bass. The bass leaves space for the break. The resampled audio adds grit, surprises, and those little unpredictable moments that make the whole thing feel like a record, not just a loop. Let's set up the session first. Start in arrangement view and lay out a 16-bar section at a tempo somewhere around 166 to 170 BPM, if you want that old-school jungle feel, though anything in the 160s to low 170s can work depending on the vibe. Set up a drum rack for your break chops, a second track if you want a top loop or rim layer, a bass instrument like operator or wavetable, and most importantly, an audio track set to resampling. That resampling track is going to become part of your composition. Not just a capture device. Before we even sound design, put markers in your head, or on the timeline if you like, for 4-bar phrases. Think 1 to 4 as the main statement, 5 to 8 as variation, 9 to 12 as escalation, and 13 to 16 as the switch up or reset. In stepper DNB, phrase memory matters. The dancers need enough repetition to lock in, but enough change to stay engaged. Now let's build the drum foundation. For the style, don't just rely on one-shots. Load a classic break into simpler and slice it, or drag it straight into drum rack and slice by transient. You want a break with personality, something with a strong snare and some ghost note detail. Think immense style energy, funky drummer-type movement, or anything with that raw jungle-compatible shuffle. If you're using simpler, set it to slice mode, use transient slicing, and make sure the slice start points are clean. If the break is already time-stable, you can leave warp off. If it needs help, use warp carefully, but don't overprocess the life out of it. In the drum rack, map out the key slices, one for the main kickish hit, one for the main snare, one for ghost snare texture, one for hats or little drag fragments, and maybe one fill slice or tail piece. Then program a basic pattern. The main snare still wants to land on 2 and 4, but the kick accents should interact with the snare gaps. Not just slam through everything. Add ghost notes just before snares, or just after kick accents, and drop in tiny hat pickups at the end of 2-bar phrases. Here's a useful teacher tip. Protect the kick and snare narrative. If the bass pattern becomes too busy, the break stops feeling like the lead character. A good test is to mute the bass for a moment. If the drums suddenly lose identity, your bass was masking the groove instead of supporting it. Use groove pool if the break needs extra bounce. Something around 54 to 58% swing can work nicely, but be careful not to overswing the core snare placement. You want movement, not wobble. Now let's shape the bass. For a proper stepper feel, the bass should be short, rhythmic, and slightly percussive. Open operator or wavetable. A great starting point is a clean sine or sub-oscillator in operator, with a detuned saw or square layer in wavetable for the mid-movement. Keep the sub mono and disciplined. The mid-layer is where you can get a little more character. Set a fast attack, short decay, and very little sustain. You want the notes to punch and get out of the way. If you want a little glide between steps, add subtle portamento, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds. That can give the phrase a slur without turning it into a modern liquid bass line. Write the bass like it's stepping around the drums. For example, hit on beat 1, then leave space for the snare, then answer with syncopated notes after the drum accents. In bar 2, repeat the idea but skip one note. In bar 3, add a pickup into the next snare. In bar 4, leave more room for a fill. That leave space, then answer pattern is the entire engine of this style. Now we get to the core move, resampling. Create an auto note track and set its input to resampling. Record 4 bars of your drum and bass loop while it plays. Capture the break, the bass, any automation moves, and even a little room for transitions. Don't think of this as just a bounce. Think of it as collecting raw material. Once it's printed, listen closely. You're hunting for useful accidents, a clip transient that sounds amazing, a bass tail with character, a noisy transition, a snare smear, a little fill fragment that would never have been obvious while you were programming MIDI. Drag that recording back into a new audio track or into simpler and slice it. Now you've got custom one-shots, fills, and answer phrases that belong specifically to your drop. That is a huge part of the authentic jungle and old school sound. It's not just synthesis, it's composition through printing and rearranging audio. And here's the advanced mindset shift. Use resampling to capture accidents on purpose. Sometimes the best material is the thing that happens when the distortion folds slightly, or the filter move sounds better once it's printed, or a transient hits harder after bouncing than it did live. Don't be afraid to treat those mistakes as gold. Now let's build the drop sequence with call and response. For the first four bars, keep the main drum groove strong and let the bass phrase do the heavy lifting. In bar two, drop one bass note and maybe add a ghost snare or a tiny break flick. In bar 3, bring the bass back with a small filter change or an octave detail. In bar 4, do a drum fill or a resampled impact so the phrase turns over cleanly. By bars 5 to 8, repeat the core idea, but don't copy-paste it. Add a bit of top percussion, maybe a hat drag or a chopped break accent. Let the bass density reduce slightly so the ear can reset. This is where pressure cycles matter. Think in inhale and exhale. One bar feels like it's building tension. The next bar releases a little. Then the next phrase hits harder because you didn't overfill it. Use automation here to keep the loop alive. Auto filter cutoff on the bass mids can move between roughly 180 and 80 Hz, depending on what you're trying to expose or hide. A short echo send on the last hit before a reset can create a nice tail. Reverb should stay subtle in the core drop, but it can be very effective on transition hits or resampled fills. Keep the decay controlled. Maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds when you need a tail that opens the next section. Now let's add a res or mid-bass layer, but be very careful not to destroy the low end. Duplicate the bass and use the copy as your mid layer. Keep the sub simple and mono. On the mid layer, use two detune saws or a saw square blend in Wavitable, then low pass it so the fizz stays controlled. Add a little saturator drive, maybe in the 3 to 8 dB range, just enough to give it teeth. If you want movement, auto pan can work, but keep it subtle. You want pressure, not wide wobble. Then do a mono check. Utility on the sub should be set to zero width. High pass the mid layer if it's muddy down low, and use EQ8 to carve space where necessary. If the bass and kick are fighting around 45 to 88Z, clean that up early. That's part of the utility first mindset. Fix the source and the balance before stacking on more effects. One really strong advanced move is to resample the res after distortion and filter automation, then chop the printed audio into stabs. That gives you a unique tonal fingerprint and makes the drop feel much more bespoke than a static synth patch. Now we move into bars 9 to 12, where the sequence should feel like it's evolving. This is not the moment to just add more notes. It's the moment to change the source. Use the resampled audio to create a half-bar rewind feel, a filtered snare drag, a bass throw hit, or a reverse-style pickup into the next bar. Warp markers can help you align the key transients, and if you want a bigger tail, duplicate a hit, drown it in reverb, then resample it again. You can also use beat repeat sparingly for glitchy moments, or a subtle frequency shifter if you want a metallic edge on a transition. But keep it intentional. One good micro edit is better than five random effects. A strong arrangement trick here is to remove the bass on beat 1 of bar 9, then insert a resampled snare smear before bar 10 lands, then bring the bass back in bar 11 with a different rhythmic gap, and maybe place a one-beat silence or half-bar stop in bar 12. That tiny dropout can make the next re-entry feel massive. In DNB, silence is heavy. Now let's talk about mix discipline, because a heavy drop only works if it translates. On the drum bus, use glue compressor gently, with a slower attack and medium release, just enough to glue the break together without flattening it. A little drum bus can add density and bite, but don't squash the life out of the transients. Use EQ8 to tame harsh resonance or brittle highs if the break gets too sharp, especially around the 6 to 10 kHz area. On the bass bus, keep the sub mono and use saturator or soft clipping lightly if you want harmonics. Check the kick and bass relationship carefully. If they're both fighting in the same low frequency pocket, the drop will feel powerful in theory but weak in practice. Then do a final movement check. Listen in mono. Mute the mid-bass and make sure the sub still holds the groove. Mute the bass and check whether the drums still have identity. Then listen at a low volume too, because old school and jungle drops often reveal their power when you turn the speakers down. If it still grooves quietly, the arrangement is doing its job. A few common mistakes to watch for. Too much bass note length is a big one. If the notes are too long, the break can't breathe. Shorten them and let the amp envelope do more of the work. Another one is overlayering the low end. Keep the sub and mid bass separated. mono on the sub, controlled width on the mid. Also watch out for using resampling like an afterthought. It should be part of composition. Print early, chop, and recombine. That's where the character comes from. And finally, don't make every bar louder. Variation is not always about density. Sometimes it's about replacing one element, flipping the rests, or leaving a gap before the next hit. If you want darker and heavier energy, here are a few pro moves. Use tiny pitch movements on bass stabs, maybe just a 1-3 semitone drop or rise at the end of a phrase. That can create menace without sounding cheesy. Try phrase inversion. Take your main bass rhythm and flip where the rests happen. Same notes, different gaps. It keeps the identity but stops the loop from feeling copied.